Open Finance Network urges swift action on Canadian open banking. Open Finance Network Canada has submitted a letter to the country's finance minister urging government action towards open banking implementation. Jordan Ali Bank partners with Fintech Galaxy. Jordan Ali Bank has partnered with UAE-based Fintech Galaxy to leverage the latter's FINX platform and become open banking compliant. Vine launches a no-code verified payout solution. Open banking-powered account-to-account payments platform Vine has announced the beta launch of its no-code verified payouts solution. Salt Bank partners with Starling Bank's Engine. Salt Bank has announced its partnership with Starling Bank in order to use the latter's engine platform for the development of digital banking solutions in Romania. NextSea partners with Microsoft. NextSea has announced its partnership with Microsoft in order to accelerate the process of payment digitalization in the region of Europe, starting with Italy. Indonesia, Singapore launch cross-border QR payment linkage. Bank of Indonesia, BI, and the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, have announced the launch of the cross-border quick response, QR, payment linkage between Indonesia and Singapore. EBANX announces its new product series. EBANX has unveiled its new product series containing anti-fraud measures, B2B payment processing updates, and more for 29 countries in LATAM, Caribbean, Africa, and Asia. Zuora strengthens partnership with Avalara for global e-invoicing solution. US-based cloud-based subscription management platform Zuora has provided its customers with access to Avalara's e-invoicing and live reporting. Statrees launches Swift payment tracking. Hong Kong-based fintech Statrees has rolled out Swift payment tracking feature to augment real-time tracking of cross-border payments. Hokodo, balance release research on B2B payment terms. UK-based Hokodo and US-based Balance have released joint research on trends and opinions among business-to-business, B2B, sellers about cross-border payment terms. FeedsEye partners with MasterCard. US-based FeedsEye has announced its partnership with MasterCard in order to expand crypto fraud protection for customers and clients around the world. Coinbase SMA expands digital asset solutions for institutions. Coinbase SMA has expanded its global separately managed account, SMA, platform by incorporating 7 model portfolio and index providers. UAE embraces cross-border payments. MasterCard's Borderless Payments Report 2023 reveals that 48% of people in the UAE expect to send cross-border payments more frequently in the next 12 months, while 36% are likely to receive more cross-border payments in the same period. Report predicts boom in APAC's wealth tech market. The wealth tech sector in Asia-Pacific could be worth more than $2 TRN by 2027 thanks to technological advancements, according to a report published by McKinsey. Na banks to prioritize tech spending, Temenos. North American banks consider technology to be the biggest trend impacting their industry and are focusing their investment strategy accordingly, finds an Economist impact study, commissioned by Temenos, which surveyed bank executives in North America. Irish Association calls for National Fintech Center. A lobby group representing Ireland's financial services sector has called on the government to establish a physical center for fintech firms. Canadian fintechs demand open banking action. Dozens of technology leaders have signed a letter to Canada's finance minister calling for a clear roadmap for the delivery of a long-awaited open banking framework. Virtual cards are gaining ground in B2B payments. As business travel continues its long road back to pre-pandemic spending volume, businesses are increasingly pivoting from corporate credit cards to virtual credit cards. Paysafe integrates Visa network tokens. Payment solutions provider Paysafe has announced that it expanded its partnership with Visa to provide network tokenization services for merchants. Bitget Wallet launches a Web3 exploration incentive platform. Singapore-based Bitget Wallet has unveiled Task2Get, a Web3 exploration platform aimed at improving user access to the DeFi ecosystem. GCEX obtains an operational VASP license in Dubai. UK-based GCEX has obtained an operational virtual asset service provider license from the Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority of Dubai. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.